makes me angry and is over the edge. What is it? I'll tell you coming up next.
From the Lexus of North Hills Studios, this is the Voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA now.
It is 59 degrees at Pittsburgh International. I'm Rose Ryan Douglas. It's 1 o'clock. U.S. District Judge Nora Berry Fisher will wait until at least Friday before ruling on a lawsuit by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which wants reporters and photographers to watch Allegheny County voters sign in under the state's new voter ID law on November 6. She expressed reluctance this morning to approve a consent decree between the paper and county elections officials, saying it could require the court to ratify terms that appear to violate a state law, keeping anyone but voters and election workers at least 10 feet away from polling places. Pittsburgh International Airport is making a major announcement on the 20th anniversary of its opening for business. KDKA's Adam Kirk has more from the terminal in Moon Township.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald announced today Delta Airlines is committing to another year of nonstop flights from Pittsburgh to Paris, now expanding to 5 days a week.
And that's terrific in how we've supported it from the business community, the people. Absolutely. It's a great accomplishment.
For a second year in a row, the flight will not require any state or corporate subsidies. The trips stop in October and return in the spring. Adam Kirk, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
So they said, well, hey, when you were doing the last hour on the debates and the high points or low points of debates from the past, you missed the one with Bill Clinton, where he was asked about boxers and briefs. That was not a debate, I don't think, was it? Yeah, we didn't include that one because that was great. I don't even remember what he answered. He was asked, that was an MTV thing, as I recall. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that because we had some clips of some of the high points or low points, depending on how you look at it, with Dr. Jerry Schuster, professor of political communications and presidential rhetoric from debates past, as the candidates continue their debate preparation for Wednesday night. That's the big political story. I want to move off that for a moment and back to the Ten Commandments issue that we've heard about for, it seems like, weeks on end here in western Pennsylvania. So you've got this organization, this atheist organization, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They filed lawsuits against a couple of the school districts in the area. They filed against New Kensington, Arnold, and Connellsville because they've got these Ten Commandments monuments, right? And their deal is this stuff does not, because it's got religious significance, it does not belong on school property. Well, regardless of what you think about that, okay, we can debate back and forth. And I understand where they're coming from. I don't necessarily agree with them on this point. However, now they've crossed a line. And on the line with us, our 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline, to discuss this, Patrick Elliott is a staff attorney for Freedom From Religion Foundation. Patrick, welcome back.
Hi, thanks.
When last we talked, we kind of agreed to disagree on this, but now you guys have crossed the line. If what I'm reading and hearing over the weekend is true, you've gone insane. In the one school district, they're willing to take the monument off the school property, and the church is going to take it. And now my understanding is, and please tell me I'm wrong about this. Tell me I've got it all wrong. Tell me the stories are wrong.
You've got it wrong in a couple of ways. I can kind of explain.
Well, okay, but wait a minute. Yeah. Let me lay out what I've heard. That you now are fighting to keep it off the church property. Is that true or not?
In one circumstance.
Unfreaking believable.
And I can explain.
All right.
How that came about. We were actually thought that this would be resolved when Connellsville originally had decided to move it to church property and thought that would be the end of it. There had been demonstrations in front of the school board, and they then decided to keep the monument. But in the midst of discussing what they were going to do, Connellsville School District, their high school, uses athletic fields at a church that neighbors the high school. And they were working with arrangements, or the information that we received was that they were working with arrangements to place that monument on the fields that the church, or that the school uses, that the school actually pays rent to the church for. So these arrangements lack a secular purpose, is really what our complaint states.
Okay, I'm confused about what I don't understand really much of what you just said. Let me read this line. This is from an AP story. All right. It says, The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court also seeks to prevent the monument from being displayed by the church because it is next to some school athletic fields and might be seen by students.
That's not what our complaint says. We object to the arrangements that they're trying to make, the school is trying to make with the church to display it on fields that are used by students. So it's not that the church couldn't have the monument. It's not that students may happen to see a monument that's on church property. It's the specifics here of how they were trying to display it to the district students.
The monument's going to be on the church property, is it not?
Apparently, that's what they've
discussed. So why would you have an issue with that if it's the church's property?
Because the way that the district has worked this out is so that the district students using athletic fields that they're renting right across from the school are going to see it.
Now, what?
That's still a violation.
Wait a minute.
The school can't send its students to this property that's lit. It's going to be lit. It's going to be facing, apparently it was going to be facing so students would be seeing it.
Does this church not have a cross on the steeple or the roof of the church like every other Christian church in the country does?
And there'd be no problem with it.
What? Okay.
here's what the school, the problem isn't with what the church is doing. The problem is with what the school district is doing. The school district lacks a secular purpose in giving this monument to place it at that location. Now, if the district were to give it to the church and the church placed it on a different part of the property and students may happen to see it, that may not be an issue.
So your issue...
They're specifically placing it where students are using the fields.
But it's on church's property.
You're right.
The church could put up a massive Ten Commandments. They could put up a creche that lasts all year. They could put up Christ on the crucifix. They could put the Blessed Virgin up there if they wanted to. And if the students see it, so what?
Yeah, and it would depend on the context. Let's say if the church had fields that had proselytizing messages all around, the school may not be able to rent that facility any longer. That may be a problem. But it would depend on the context. And the context here was that the school was trying to move the monument trivially to church property, but really was still property used by the district.
I'm still at a loss. I understand you work for this organization and you probably believe what they believe, right? You don't believe in a deity. Is that correct? You're an atheist.
I personally, I'm non-religious, but it doesn't
okay.
have to deal with.
But do you realize how insane you people sound?
I don't think this is. I think you'll be surprised. You know, when a judge hears the case or when the case is resolved, I think it's very clear that the school district lacks a secular purpose for how it's trying to move the monument. Now, I think they could have fixed this by moving it, and they still could fix it by moving it and a church accepting it. That wouldn't be a problem.
The truth is that your organization will only be happy if that monument is taken and destroyed, blown up.
No, this has happened before. You know, we had a monument moved from Milwaukee, I believe. I'm not sure if it went to a church property, but that's common. If monuments get moved, they go to churches. That's actually what we would be fine with. The arrangements here are what are problematic.
Okay, here's the kids are out there on the playing fields next to the church. Because I don't think they're on church property at that point, are they?
There are both, my understanding anyway, they have fields that are school fields and fields that are adjacent to those fields that are on church property that are also used by students.
So you're saying the students use some of the church's property to practice on. Okay.
Yes.
But the church decides to put the monument on its own property and the students who are playing athletics happen to be able to see it. Is that your issue?
It's how the district has come to those arrangements, yes.
Do you realize how ludicrous this sounds? So I'll guarantee you. First of all, those kids who are playing sports and practicing their football or whatever it is they're doing, they're not paying a bit of attention to a monument that's sitting up on a hill someplace or in a field next door. Okay, on the church, they're not paying any attention.
And that's not the issue. The issue is how they were trying to place it. They were trying to place it prominently on the field. This hasn't happened
for what
yet,
purpose?
By the way. This is a proposal that was being discussed, and that's the information that we've.
But,
that we have received about it. So I think there's still time and still an opportunity.
What is it you think that the school is trying to do?
I think the school is trying to continue to have the monuments the monument to be viewed by its students, and
yeah.
wanted to do so at the high school as opposed to the junior.
You know, it's
school.
You know, the Constitution is the First Amendment is freedom of religion. That's what it's not freedom from religion. So you don't have the freedom to not, you know, to not have a cross that might pop up in your field of vision, or a monument to the Ten Commandments, or the Blessed Virgin. You do not have the right to make sure that never pops up in your field of vision. That's not what it guarantees. It guarantees the right to practice your religion without government interference. That's what it guarantees.
It does both. It does both. I mean, it does two.
You are not guaranteed that when you walk down the street that you're not going to see a cross or the Star of David or the Muslim whatever it is that they use, I don't know, the half crescent or whatever the heck it's called. You don't have the right not to view those things.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You can avert your gaze. You can close your eyes if you want to. You don't have to look at it.
You're right, but a public entity, a government entity, can't come up with a policy so as to bring a Ten Commandments monument in view of its.
They're giving it to the church. If the church wants to put it there so that everybody sees it, including students, that's their business.
And then the school could no longer use those athletic fields, which,
if
that's a decision they want to go to, that's fine.
But the kids using those athletic fields right now are seeing the cross on the top of the church, aren't they?
Well, the church is actually quite a distance from the field, is my understanding.
So these kids don't have that
doesn't signal endorsement where you've got the school donating a monument and then the kid's still using that property that it's on. I mean, that's the issue. And again, this is kind of a side issue in the case. The main issue is the monument still in front of the junior high school.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the Patrick. I, as far as I'm concerned, you guys have crossed the line now. You really have, in my mind. But anyway, Patrick, I appreciate you joining us today to explain this. Patrick Elliott is a staff attorney for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. That was on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. I want to hear from you on this next, 866-391-1020.